Two brothers from a small town became Christians. They were both well known in their businesses. They both talked about their new relationship in Christ. Yet people believed one of the brothers and laughed at the other. Why? Because they saw a distinct change in one brother's character and business methods. In the other, they only heard talk. Chances are you've heard comments like, "Can you believe it? Darlene says she's a Christian. But look at how she hurts people when they make mistakes. She never admits anything is her fault." Or, "He's the most useless worker around. He comes in late, calls in sick when he isn't. He better not dump that religious stuff on me." It hurts when we hear such comments about well-meaning Christians or about ourselves. The way we live and work is a witness for or against Christ. Our respect for others, our talk, our ethics, and our work habits all reflect what's inside. No amount of religious talk will change what people think about us if it conflicts with our actions. We can't fool our coworkers, but there are ways to have a good witness at work. Here are a few ideas. First, be a part of the social environment. Go to the parties and picnics. Play on the softball team or bowling team. Make it a point to be with the people you work with. Second, know your coworkers. Listen to what they tell you about themselves. Remember the names of their spouse and children and special interests. Third, be alert to any needs you can meet. Care enough to be involved in their personal lives. Fourth, do your job well. Incompetence, laziness, or low-quality work will not help your witness. It will destroy it. Fifth, don't take work time to witness. You're paid to do a job. Don't cheat your employer by witnessing on company time. If you get into a lengthy discussion, suggest another time to meet and continue the discussion. And remember, the real goal of our witness is not to share the gospel. It is not to get a convert. It is not to fulfill an obligation to God. Our goal in witnessing is to help people clearly understand the message of the gospel so that they can make a decision based on truth. We must help them understand. We can have a ministry only when our relationships to Christ, family, and job are in focus. Our ministry should flow out of our life. To do this, our life must be centered in Christ. We must be growing as His disciples, submitted to His Lordship. Finally, we maintain a witness on the job by doing our best work. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.